Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to research a term paper. So you wrote a great college admissions essay and were accepted into the college or university of your dreams. Now you've been assigned your first term paper and you don't know where to start. Conducting research for a term paper may be primary or secondary in nature, but its main objective is always the advancement of knowledge. The research process is an explanatory quest, a hunt for information that can be both exciting and rewarding. So when you're embarking on writing a term paper or research paper, think of yourself as a detective. You will not only search for information, but you will delve into the whys and wherefores behind the subject matter, seeking to provide elucidation through your term paper. Select a topic for your term paper. Let's start from the beginning. The first step in researching a term paper is to decide on a worthy topic, choosing one that may interest you. Make lists of keywords. These are important words or phrases that encapsulate the essence of your topic. Good keywords will specifically describe your topic, but consider using closely related words as well. Use these keywords when searching print or electronic sources that you can use in your term paper. Research your term paper topic. General purpose reference books, such as encyclopedias and book facts, provide comprehensive summaries and suggestions for subtopics as well as related terminology. Although these books are not generally considered suitable sources to cite in your term paper, the bibliographies they contain can be very useful. The initial reading may help you to narrow your interest, stimulate additional questions, or focus your research. We recommend the following general resources, as they are more global in scope. The Oxford Companion to Politics of the World, CQ Researcher, The Political Handbook of the World, The Index to International Public Opinion, and World Opinion Update. These publications deal with particular topics, give summaries of various governments, or take the specialized approaches which are generally considered acceptable sources to cite in a term paper. The next step is to narrow your topic so you can deal with the amount of information, or to broaden it so you have enough to write about. You might have to pick a particular subtopic and make that your area of interest, or combine certain aspects of a topic to create a narrower one. Decide the direction you want the research for your term paper to take. What is the most interesting aspects of your topic, and what do you want to learn? Be careful not to be too general. This term paper researching process will keep you from getting lost or sidetracked when searching for information. Find suitable sources for your term paper. At this point, decide on the most likely sources of information: books, journal articles, newspapers, online databases, CD-ROM databases, interviews, etc. Dig around in the library and locate sources for your term paper. Use your library's computer access system to find books on the subject. Some topics may be so current that few, if any, books are available. In this case, research scholarly journals for up-to-date information and analyses. You should consult journals even for non-contemporary topics, since scholars may have unearthed new information or produced new analyses. You may also find valuable information published in the reports of a government agency, in hearings or reports of a government committee, or in the transcripts of the proceedings of a government body. The United Nations and a number of other international organizations also publish proceedings and reports. Don't forget that when you locate your sources you want to use for your term paper, you should be trying to find answers to the questions you've posed previously. Also, don't forget to make use of the reference librarian, who can help you to locate and use sources efficiently. Get organized early. Keep track of your sources. It is very helpful to make notes about your sources on index cards or in an Excel spreadsheet. Such notes include bibliographic information, page numbers for quotations, and source locations. This way you can easily find the source of an idea, quote, reference, etc. Number these cards so you can link them to your term paper notes. This will make the reference section of your report a snap to complete. Remember, thoroughly peruse all the information you have gathered, making copious notes as you go. This preliminary research should answer basic factual questions as well as interpretive ones, and should help you to refocus. Give yourself a reasonable amount of time to absorb all the information you've read. Writing a research or term paper. In our follow-up podcast about writing a research paper, I will explain the next steps in your term paper writing process. The podcast discusses your thesis statement, body of your paper, and your reference page. As always, if you aren't sure that your paper follows the right format or that it is error-free, send it to our essay editors for revision. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.